the rest of the story. Civil War historians have called Fort Taylor the most strategic point within the Southern Confederacy, one of the determining factors in the result of the war between the states. In fact, the entire war almost began there. You've never heard of Fort Taylor? Well, you'll never answer the question that way again after you hear the rest of the story. The town had been a valuable seaport for longer than anybody could remember, but Fort Taylor was barely completed at the first rumblings of the Civil War. December 1860, an important meeting was held in the community. Delegates to the upcoming state convention were nominated. That convention would decide whether the state was to secede from the Union. Now, at this time, Fort Taylor was inhabited by the Corps of Engineers, United States Army. The nearest fighting force was Captain James Brannan's 1st Artillery, stationed at their federal barracks, which was miles away. It was Captain Brannan who first notified Washington of the potentially explosive situation locally. The townspeople were overwhelmingly Southern in their sympathies, and should the state vote to join the Confederacy, Captain Brannan expected an attack on the brand new Fort Taylor. What Captain Brannan wanted to know was, should he endeavor at all hazards to prevent Fort Taylor from being taken, or should he allow the state authorities to have possession without any resistance? And the brass said they'd think about it. Within days, it was the new year. January 3 began the secession convention in the state capital, still no word from Washington. Within a week, the delegates had voted to withdraw from the United States of America. So, now we have this federal military stranded in hostile territory. The engineers at Fort Taylor panicked. They begged Captain Brannan to come protect them. And yet, although Brannan was in command of the only combat troops in the area, they were a tiny force, only 44 men. Even if they were 4,400 or 44,000, even if they had been authorized to garrison Fort Taylor, they were sure to draw fire while marching over there. But there was one overriding consideration for Captain Brannan. He was determined not to allow Fort Taylor to fall into Confederate hands. It was a Sunday. Brannan waited until evening, attended church service in town, returned to his barracks, and then under cover of night, he and his men in groups of three and four strolled inobtrusively through the sleeping city and all the way over to Fort Taylor. Now, history records that Captain Brannan's decision was tactically correct. He and his men were able to hang on until federal reinforcements arrived, and Fort Taylor remained a valuable northern naval base throughout the Civil War. And if, as some scholars suggest, the federal possession of Fort Taylor was vital to Union victory, it was mostly because of its location, deep in the heart of Dixie. You see, Fort Taylor and its neighboring community, officially north from the very beginning to the very end of the war, was located at the southernmost of the Confederacy, all the way to the southern tip of Florida, and then some. And then some. In fact, it is quite conceivable that there are Yankees at this moment living in Key West, Florida, who have never until this moment heard the rest of the story.